My name's Lucy Powis. I own Ruby Red Boutique and I buy and manage it basically. We're a fashion boutique and we sell up-to-date fashion clothing. We specialise in dresses. We also do footwear, accessories, jewellery and gifts. The store isn't particularly designed for a certain type of woman in mind. We'd like to think we're accessible by all different ages, shape. It's not always made possible by our suppliers, so we're limited in what we'd like to do quite often by what's actually available to us. But I'd like to say that we can cater for most people. It varies. It depends what brand they are. Sometimes it'll be a size 12 on the mannequin because they maybe come up smallish, and sometimes it's a size 8 if they're more generous. The reason is just because they only sell one size mannequin from the suppliers that we've ever heard of. So we've bought the only mannequin that we can, and it's the standard size and it just whatever fits it. Well, I'm sure you could probably, if you went to specialist place, you could maybe get a more curvy mannequin. You know, maybe some of the plus size dress shops are able to have them manufactured. Looking at the high street mannequins, I'd say they all tend to look a similar size, as are the torso, so there's no arms and legs, whereas a lot on the high street stores they're mannequins with the head, arms and legs. But I'd say they all look similar size, no variation really in it. The reason they use those size mannequins is because of the way the fashion industry portrays fashion as being on, you know, the sort of long-legged slim models. And unfortunately the fashion industry does cater towards this image that's created by the media, because that's what people see and that's what people expect to see, I suppose. I think the mannequins are an achievable size because it does represent a huge proportion of the girls that shop in here. The size that goes on the mannequin is the size that we sell out of very quickly. 8s, 10s tend to be the most popular sizes. And I do think that there are girls of lots of different sizes, so it might be good if we could have had a mannequin in 3 different sizes to portray all the different size dresses on the mannequins. I do think that a lot of clothing styles that are actually manufactured themselves are made to look good on those kind of mannequins, because we still have manufacturers who are adhering to a certain dress size. 8, 10 is the standard, 12 is the standard dress size that they produce, so they're going to look good on those standard mannequins. Whereas if they were making dresses for people with busts and hips and bottoms, then they would obviously sit better on a curvier model. But a lot of the dresses are manufactured with a slim shape in mind. Little going out party dresses do look great on those little skinny mannequins, but if you had a really lovely dress that was cut to fit around a bust, they'd look awful because the mannequin doesn't really have much of a bust. So it's tricky.